Everybody's looking for real happiness, happiness that lasts. Everybody's looking for freedom from pain and suffering, freedom from problems. So we'll find the solutions to these difficulties within the teachings, the wisdom advice, helpful practical advice that Buddha's giving us. Buddha is giving his teachings for world peace. So although we're concerned for world peace, or even peace in our own country, we ignore inner peace. This is a contradiction. So one of the wonderful things, there's so many wonderful things that happen through listening to and following Buddha's helpful advice. We resolve many, many, many contradictions. So this is one. You know, I don't know if you've ever taken part in a demonstration shouting angrily for peace. So shouting with anger for peace cannot bring peace. We also can't impose peace from the outside with guns. You know, how can we accomplish world peace with guns? You think about it, it's a contradiction. So where will outer peace, world peace, come from? We would love to live in a peaceful world. We would love a peaceful world for our children, for everybody. How amazing it would be to live in a peaceful world. Where's that going to come from? What development can happen on the outside to bring about that peaceful world? So we need to contemplate, we need to think, because we can follow through experience and logic. We can come to wisdom conclusions with Buddha's help and blessings. So in How to Transform Your Life, at the very beginning of the book, is this paragraph. Without inner peace, outer peace is impossible. That's something we should never forget. Then we'll know how to work for world peace. Without inner peace, outer peace is impossible. It's true, if we check. We all wish for world peace. So many people are dedicating their life. World leaders, for example. But world peace will never be achieved unless we first establish peace within our own minds. Who's teaching that? Who's advising that? Who's encouraging that? You just imagine. Imagine everybody accomplished peace in their own mind. This world peace. Our world is a reflection of our mind. Our mind creates the world in which we all live. Only by creating peace within our own mind, that's step one, and helping others do the same, step two, because you can't help others do something you don't know how to do, can we hope to achieve peace in this world? Beautiful, beautiful advice. It teaches us the real meaning of our life. we need to develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace. So this is the correct method to become happy ourselves, to help others to become happy, to solve our problems and sufferings permanently and help others do the same, and to create world peace. What's the method? If you check carefully, you will understand very clearly the real method for solving human problems is to develop and maintain inner peace. It's true. The real method for finding a happy and meaningful life is to develop and maintain inner peace. And the real method for creating world peace, as we've just understood, is to develop and maintain inner peace. The real method to accomplish all these wonderful, important goals, which are our common wishes, the common wish of each and every living being to be happy all the time, to be free from pain and suffering permanently, and to accomplish a better world, a world in which we all wish to live. This method is to develop and maintain inner peace. Internal development. Isn't Buddha kind? I don't think we ever really think about internal development. I don't know that we ever really think the source of my happiness, the source of my problems and pain is inside my mind. If I develop and maintain a special experience of inner peace, I can actually accomplish permanent freedom from all suffering, pain and problems, and be happy all the time. This inner development is truly amazing. It's going to give us everything we and others wish for. We need to follow a correct method to solve our problems, become happy all the time, and help others be happy, and to accomplish world peace. The real method is to develop and maintain inner peace.